Astros acquired all-star pitcher Zach Greinke from Arizona for four prospects, and they also acquired another starting pitcher, Aaron Sanchez, from Toronto for some prospects, and Arizona also acquired former Cardinals pitcher Mike Leake from Seattle for a minor league prospect. News, weather, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Serving only USDA prime beef, which is the top 2% of any meat graded and sold in the country, which is why you won't find it in your grocery store, because all the finest upscale restaurants gobble it up before the grocery stores can get a crack at it. Also serving Colorado rack of lamb. The Karagiannis family's been in business for 25 years, and they know their lamb from the old country in Greece. It's grilled with salt, pepper, and oregano, and they don't serve it with mint jelly. Cooked to temperature with Greek spices from the homeland, and you won't even need silverware. That's how tender the Colorado rack of lamb is at Surf and Sirloin. Make reservations by calling 822-3637. Download the free app Open Table, or make reservations on their website, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Who's ready for a USDA prime steak? You won't find USDA prime beef at the grocery store, because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road, just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino St. Louis is the place to party before and after every concert this year. Whether you want to chill on the 99 Hops House patio, enjoying a great selection of brews, or if you want to try your luck on the casino floor. They also offer VIP packages, hotel, free slot play, food credits, and transportation to and from the concert with your own VIP entrance. Enjoy the show. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
At Club Fitness, we lift local all year, and now we're celebrating Independence Day all month. Join by July 31st for just $4.
Independence makes a difference. As a local, employee-owned company, Club Fitness operates independently and works to lift our community to healthier, happier lives.
So join for just $4 at any of our 24 locations and
lift local, St. Louis.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in July for just $4. See Club for details.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We'll talk about it. Here we go.
Or not.
Bring it on.
Got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Boom.
There's no fun left on.
FM.
And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of.
The two teams will make up the post-post game. The post-post game.
I don't even recognize that voice. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 31st edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the entire United States of America. Great product, great value, great people, and good grief. Why in the world would you not call and check about Window World and the product and the price if you're thinking about replacement windows? At least include them. That's all we ask. We know what choice you'll make, just like all those other people. Let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board. Nah, I'll save it for later.
Yeah, go on.
A guy who for 19 years got to live the socialist life over in Great Britain and apparently really liked it and thinks we should become more like that, but we'll let him explain that later.
Here we go.
10 of those years, he lived in Birmingham, England. That's right. Trevor Lime, Stone Limey, Phillips, say hello, everyone.
Typical Fox News over here, skewing the facts in his own way.
No, I'm not skewing anything.
Hello, everyone. That's fine.
Do you not think, you not believe socialism is a good thing?
No, I said socialized healthcare works, but
Okay, but it...
Right, stop the music.
Okay,
here we go.
But it doesn't work.
I said socialized healthcare works, and it does.
One thing that you needed medically, and you base it on that.
That was just one example.
Ray Hartman and Bill McClellan are both on the line if you want them to join in.
No, thank you. I'll pass. You start the music again. Sure. I don't know what that means, but he'll eventually. We'll explain to him. Let me see who else is here. Oh, yes, the man who woke up this morning and decided not to go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even...
What in the car? What?
Put the evidence in the car, Junior.
The evidence.
Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Well, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thank you to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. And when life changes, it's good to have an experienced financial advisor on your side. Mark and Jason can help you understand your investment options and develop a financial plan just for you. Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or for their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman, former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former roller rink DJ, former lots of things. But presently, he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He proves it almost every day. We go, what is the? I wonder what. Boom! He has the answer. That's what he does as head of research. He's also in charge of resetting the digital clock. Let's check the time, shall we? It's 5:18:39, 5:18:40, 5:18:41. That's exactly the time because that clock is reset regularly by this guy who is also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Yes, like Jim Rockford. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Matheny Heating and Cooling. St. Louis heating and air conditioning specialist since 1942. They are a third-generation, family-owned, locally-owned and operated business in business for 77 years. With A-plus ratings on customer websites like Google and Angie's List, they can install and repair any maker model of heating or air conditioning system that you might need. And for more information, please give them a call, 314-727-9000, or check them out online and make your appointment at MatheneyHeatCool.com.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Red Boy said the entire country would come together if whoever the next president is going to be would see that everyone, rich, poor, black, white, got free government, what, subsidies?
Cheese.
Government cheese. Well, he may be on to something there. Hard not to be in a good mood when you're eating good cheese. And I
cheese.
Say, that's right, rat boy. And I say add to that in every home a CD of polka music performed by this guy, Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
That make everybody happy. Yes.
A picture of Tim Woodburn is on our Facebook page with his...
with his shirt.
His shirt.
If you go to facebook.com/AM in the PM. You'll see, and you don't, and again, it comes up a lot, you do not have to have a Facebook page, you don't need to have anything to do with Facebook, you can still access our show page and look at it and see Tim's shirt, and then you'll know why women all around Kirkwood are holding their eyes wide open, as wide open as they possibly can, or they're wearing sunglasses. We're brought to you today by Window World, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. Let me just tell you a few things that might get your attention. One, they will come to your home and give you an in-home estimate at, of course, no charge. They will also demonstrate the strength of this window if you like. I've seen that demonstration. It's a very strong window. They have 18 months, same as cash, financing with approved credit. They have a lifetime warranty that includes the labor, the glass break, everything. Everything. Lifetime. They have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. And on and on and on. And all of this stuff is on their website. And there are over 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area who now have in their homes windows that are Window World windows, that were replacement windows. And some of those homes aren't that old. You know, when a home is built, unless you specify you want a better grade of window, you're going to get the grade of window that most homes get when they're built. And it's they're not going to last forever. And sometimes they don't even last 10 years. It just depends on what the window is. But not a knock on builders, but builders are never going to put everything in a home that's upgraded because it would make the cost of the home, it would be cost prohibitive. People couldn't buy the house if everything was upgraded and the best of the best. So you get, you know, the most basic paint, the most basic carpet and padding, the most basic windows, and they're going to have to be replaced. And when they do, please, my goodness, please, if you're AM and the PM and you want to continue to be, and to continue to be, there has to be a show, this show. And for it to stay on, our advertisers need to know that you're AM and the PM, and that's why you called them or contacted them. So if you would do that, we'd appreciate it. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. If you want to know more, again, that's WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madison.
The company I just mentioned, Window World, proudly sponsors the guy you're about to hear from. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland. How are you, Bill?
Good. I'll be bringing those four people with me tonight to the Kirkwood Library.
Oh,
if anybody wants to meet
them. That's a big speech.
If anybody would like to meet them.
Hey, there is somebody coming up that called in. Did he call in yesterday? He said he was going to go see you at the...
That's a good story.
It's
a good story. Hey, have you worked anything out with the Kirkwood Police for crowd control or anything?
No.
Well, I'm just telling you, you're getting more and more popular.
Do you have a security detail? Like Hebe?
Well, we don't talk about those things.
Oh, he would be with him. Nobody knows who he is.
Can't really discuss that. You should know that. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about food a lot this week.
I hate food.
Tim, I hate food. Yeah.
Don't look at Tim on the Facebook in his shirt. You'll see how much he hates food. He hates food like I hate food.
And so I thought what I'd do is I have for each state some interesting sort of food facts, things that either things that are popular in each state or things that were invented or started in each state. I'm not going
to
go through all of them.
I was about to say, what does food have to do with travel? But you've just explained how you tied it in.
There you go. And so we'll actually begin with a trivia question.
I love that.
See if you know the answer. What is, and this is obviously a place in the United States, What destination is known as or recognized as the sunniest place on Earth? Ooh. And before you answer, the reason that it's noteworthy that it's the sunniest place on Earth, it produces the nation's what they call they call themselves also the winter lettuce capital. So all your lettuce comes
you
from
want
this
a
place.
State or a town?
Either or.
Winter lettuce. Dan.
What? Yes, Dan.
Florida.
It is not Florida.
California.
It is not California.
Wow.
Limey.
Yes, Limey?
Las Vegas, Nevada?
No.
No.
Tim.
Yes, Tim?
Florissant.
Is it Arizona?
It is Arizona.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Yuma County, Arizona.
Oh, the 310 to Yuma.
That's right. Yeah, known as the nation's winter lettuce capital. So all of the lettuce that comes typically to the grocery store, for the most part, from November through March, comes from that area out there because they're the only ones that can grow.
You can tell by the look on Frank's face that he was excited to hear about food he actually cares about.
Well, we'll get to
not
some
lettuce.
Hold on, you
can just see. I know the listeners can't see, but I can just see.
Who does get excited about lettuce? Nobody. Well, nobody.
Snails.
You guys. The Beatles. Let us be. Let us be.
You ever had a honeymoon salad?
No.
Lettuce alone?
Lettuce alone, that's good. Give him a rim shot, that's not bad. No, I don't think anybody... Oh, when you say lettuce, yeah.
Vegetarian?
Serve
maybe?
Me now. No. Oh. And here's another thing. My wife won't eat what's called iceberg lettuce. She has to have that other...
Romaine.
Yeah, that lettuce, healthy kind of lettuce.
Yeah, I go to Florissant for that, it's good.
Do you?
Yep.
All right.
Romaine. Iceberg is just like there's zero nutritional value.
That's what
iceberg.
She said.
It's just water.
Yeah, of course, that's the one I like.
Yeah. All right. How about, Frank, a fried dill pickle?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've heard of them. I've never had
fried dill pickle. So that comes from the great state of Arkansas. It was first invented or sold at the Duchess Drive-In in Atkins, Arkansas back in 1960.
Have you ever heard of dill bread?
Yeah.
What is that?
Isn't that what you dip like some sort of? They usually have like some
a bowl. It's like a half of a bowl.
It's like in a circle, right?
Yeah, and they put.
But I don't know what
like
it
rye
is.
Rye bread, a little bit, I think.
I just know the dough. It's made of dill dough.
Yeah,
I believe.
Oh, yeah, it is. Going.
Thank you.
Right for it.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
God bless you.
How do I not know that after all these years? I just fell right
into it.
Oh my goodness. So California, I did not actually know this until today. I thought this would be Wisconsin, but California, the Golden State, is the United States' number one dairy producer. Did you know that?
What's that?
Dairy, California.
No.
99% of that's the.
I would have thought Midwest somewhere.
I would have too. Tons of butter, milk, and of course ice cream each year from.
Do you like butter milk in the room?
No,
I do.
To cook with.
Well, my mom does.
No, I do. I like a cold small glass of butter milk. No, I like.
It's like curdled milk.
Not to drink. What else would you do with butter milk?
Cook with it.
Make biscuits.
Oh
with
no,
it.
I mean drinking butter milk.
Oh yeah, my mom used to drink it all the time when I was a kid.
Most people hate it.
And I tried it. I thought it was milk in the refrigerator.
That had gone bad. No. Yeah. It tastes like milk gone bad. I can't explain it why I like it, but a small cold glass of buttermilk. Not much. Orange juice.
You
size.
Do like butter. So
I like butter, and I like buttermilk.
Did you have something you want to add?
Yeah. Are we going to be able to, like, are you asking us trivia questions, or are you just telling us trivia facts? I wouldn't like. I like trivia.
Well, I usually do trivia on Friday, but if you want me
Thursday.
To ask you a question,
Thursday?
I suppose I. Yeah, I'm sorry, Thursday. But,
you hear about the blonde that died while she was drinking milk?
Cow fell on her.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Thanks, kids. Thank you, kids.
All right, this is just for Limey. What state is responsible for inventing the cheeseburger?
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
Oh. I have no idea.
Well, that's why we don't do trivia with you.
Because
you
got to get me.
Yes?
I'll say New Jersey.
Wrong.
Okay.
Tim.
Oh. Yes, Tim?
Wisconsin.
No, that's a good guess, though.
Texas.
No.
Michigan.
This is crazy.
So it's a state with a W in it. Wyoming.
No, it's not. Colorado.
The cheeseburger? Huh.
A drive-in owner named
Louis
E. Ballast trademarked the cheeseburger on March 5th, 1935. There you go.
Wow.
At a place called the Humpty Dumpty Barrel Restaurant.
Wow.
What year?
1935.
And prior to that, nobody put cheese on a burger?
Trademarked
cheese.
The cheeseburger
That's right,
in 1935.
Did they have burgers before?
Sure. Oh, I think so.
Oh, yeah. I would think so.
They didn't have cheese on it.
Cheese.
Right, Red Boy.
Louis Cheese. What was his last name?
No, I'm moving on. all right. Florida. Avocado. Does anyone eat avocado?
I do.
And guacamole. My girlfriend Sandy loves avocado.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
I can't stand them.
Well,
I like guac.
I just don't like the way it looks. It reminds me of
baby poop.
Yes.
It does.
Well, if you do like avocado, so Florida grew the first avocado tree, 1833. Huh. That's where the first avocado tree came from. So there you go. All right. Another one for Limey. You won't get this either. What state is responsible for making, producing more peanuts than any other state?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I bet I know this one.
Oh.
I think I know, and I'm going to let Tim take the floor. Go ahead.
Georgia.
It is Georgia.
I was going to say that.
No, you weren't.
Well, and you know when we learned it. Jim McCarter. Mm-hmm. Jim McCarter, his family was peanut farmers.
Yeah. Also,
biggest farmer, I think, of Tyson Chicken in Georgia. Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah, good story.
I remember one time when Jim McCarter said, "Hey, look at the size of my peanuts."
Oh, my God.
Because they were some big peanuts. Yeah.
All right, Limey, you'll get this one. What state is responsible for producing the most potatoes in the United States? 13 billion pounds every year.
This is easy.
I'm going to go with Iowa.
I'm kidding.
The other one. Crying out loud. Calm down.
Oh, you can't say
Idaho.
That. Idaho, that
there
is.
There you go.
Correct.
Yeah, Idaho potato. I actually don't think
you were kidding. I think you got it wrong, and then you got it right.
Yeah, I think you're right, Frank.
I agree with Frank.
Gee, many Christmas. All right. Kentucky, obvious.
Some fun.
Excuse me?
Killing all of it. I'm just trying to have some fun. You guys are ruining it. I'm trying to extend Bill's segment.
Wrong show.
Wrong show for fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Sit here and shut up.
Yeah, thank you. It only took how many years for you to figure that out? So the state's most popular food in Kentucky would probably be?
Food? Popular food.
Our most known?
Chicken?
Yes, fried chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken because of Colonel Sanders. The town of Corbin, Kentucky. I have been there. You can actually go and you can visit where the first Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant was, and you can actually still eat there. It's still open.
Who actually thinks... Does anybody really think that's the best fried chicken?
I do not think that is the best fried chicken.
No, I don't know.
There are many people that say around here is it Dohack's?
We've had this discussion before.
It's good for
Popeye's. A lot of people.
I do like Popeye's chicken a lot. The kind of Cajun, and then those mashed potatoes are.
I'll tell you right now, the best fried chicken in St. Louis. I'll give them a free plug. Is the Deerberg's because their deli they have it fried and baked fried chicken.
It is good
where it's not as greasy.
Now, I'm going to give a free plug to somebody I don't want to give a free plug to. Equal to Deerberg's is the buffet at the Hollywood Casino. That's best fried chicken. Oddly enough, I go, the only reason that I ever eat at that buffet is the fried chicken.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'll blow through a couple of these quickly. So, Maine, most people know lobster. They hit an all-time high in 2016. 130 million pounds. Mm. Of lobster. Now, Maryland, as we work our way down the list here, I do not like crabs.
I do.
That is the place to go.
Oh, you don't like crab meat?
I do not like crab meat.
Dipped in butter?
I guess anything dipped. Anything dipped. Yeah, you're right. Anything dipped in butter.
It sounds a little bit like Bernie Sanders would say that. Dipped in butter.
Yeah. And the other one, and I don't eat much of anything, so this is not a surprise to anybody. So Massachusetts, they're known, obviously, for... There, New England
clam chowder.
There you go, clam chowder, which was first invented back in 1939.
And Manhattan clam chowder is the red clam chowder, right? Have you ever had that?
No.
It's good. It's really good. I like it better than the.
I like the creamy.
Well, that's Manhattan.
I'm
sorry. That's New England clam chowder.
Not a
is
great
the creamy.
Story, guys.
That's New England is the creamy.
God Almighty.
Manhattan is red like a bouillabaisse.
Mm. All right, Mississippi sweet potatoes. That is that the more sweet potatoes are made.
M I crooked letter, crooked letter I, humpback I, crooked letter I. Thank you.
What was that?
In school, that's how we learned to spell Mississippi.
I learned it that way too.
M I crooked letter I, humpback I, crooked letter I.
You screwed it up.
They didn't teach you that in Great Britain.
Humpback,
well, how'd
humpback.
I screw it up?
You said crooked letter, humpback, crooked
okay,
letter.
Okay, I reversed it. Yeah. I reversed it just like the atheist, the dyslexic atheist who didn't believe in dog.
Oh, my goodness.
You just spelled Mississippi.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Maybe I did it on purpose. Maybe not.
It's a Tennessee education.
Maybe not.
So, yeah. Vardaman, Mississippi.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Vardaman?
No, Vardaman, oh. Mississippi. The sweet potato capital of the world. I don't like sweet potatoes.
I used to not like them, but here's what you have to do with sweet potatoes. Drench it with melted butter.
Yeah.
Let the butter melt on it, and then brown sugar.
Oh, he is exactly right.
That's how you eat sweet potatoes.
No. Oh,
that's the only
French fries is the only way you can eat sweet potato. A potato is not supposed to be sweet. It's wrong.
Did you ever have sweet potato casserole when you put they put the marshmallows on top?
No.
And then you serve them to your date and she'll have a butter face.
Some people might not know the butter face thing. For those who don't, here's what that means. It's like, well, she's got a great personality, butter face. Or her body is rocking, butter face. That's butter face.
Oh, my God. All right, Montana. Now, they make something. One more thing that I would not eat or I don't like, sugar beets.
I hate beets.
Beets of all shapes.
I can't stand beets.
And the smell and the, so that's Montana's like kind of their big thing. Nebraska, obviously, best known for?
Corn.
I have no corn. Idea.
Beef. They're the beef state.
They're called the beef hunters.
Other places make corn, but Nebraska is like the biggest exporter, I believe, of beef.
Anybody here like radishes?
No.
Yeah.
That's a weird food, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's why Nebraska is also the number one exporter of Rocky Mountain oysters.
Really?
You know what those are, Bill?
Oh, those are testicles, right?
Yeah.
Bull testicles.
Fried.
Family jewels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fried.
Probably put butter on them.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada, of course, we have Las Vegas. That is known as the world capital of buffets. At least 70 different buffets.
There's way more than 70. I guarantee there's more than 70 buffets in Las Vegas.
More than 70?
Oh, sure.
How many more than 70?
78 buffets.
Sorry, I got that from Good Housekeeping. I could be wrong. I'll do a couple more here. You mentioned New Jersey, Limey. So New Jersey is known as the diner capital of the world.
I love diners.
Yeah.
I do. Old 60s type diner, 50s, 60s diner.
So within the state of New Jersey, there are more than 600 diners in their state, which is, New Jersey's not a very big state, so if you're looking for diners, there you go, in New Jersey. All right, I'll do one more, because clearly this is not going well.
It is.
Yeah, it's turned into a really dull segment.
We like it.
Per usual.
Oh,
all right.
I was just teasing, kind of.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You are a rude, terrible person.
Bill just blinked at me.
Again, for those who may not have tuned in earlier, Tim's shirt says, Blink if you want me. Yeah.
Right.
All right, the last one I'll do, this is for Frank, because he came from the great state of Tennessee. And I think you've mentioned this before. So, moon pies.
Yes.
Oh, you like moon pies?
No, I don't.
I do.
I do not.
I'm not a big fan of moon pies. So do you know why they were invented or why they started?
I used to and I forgot.
So they were originally developed as a snack sold to coal miners in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Chattanooga Bakery in Tennessee. So they're, for anybody who doesn't know, so it's a cookie essentially made with a marshmallow sandwiched between two graham crackers and dipped in chocolate. It sounds like it should be amazing, but I don't.
No, really, it sounds. I don't, you're right. Really, it sounds like it, taste. But I don't like them either.
Have you ever mooned anybody, Bill?
No.
Ever in your life?
No.
I haven't mooned anybody.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't. Oh, I'm on double digits. How about you, Limey?
Oh, yeah. I've dozens of people.
Yeah. No.
Really?
I would never do that.
No. You ever do it in a car?
No, coach once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I got a good, like, 30 people in that moon. So
in
I was
coach, like in an airplane?
I was on a bus.
Oh.
I want to find out about the moon pies.
What about them?
Apparently they're from Tennessee or something. I don't know.
Tennessee, but
tastes good.
I give up on all this.
No, wait, was there more to the moon pies?
No, not really. No. All right. Well, I'm Bill Cleveland, ladies and gentlemen, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
They can't all be winners.
Bill Clavin, apparently not any of them can be. Bill Clavin, courtesy of Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldstlouis.com. National Geographic on demand. Last night, accidentally, there was really nothing on, and I thought, well, let's go search. What was that?
I don't know. You said National Geographic, and my phone Googled it.
It did?
Yeah, see, you said National Geographic, and there it is on my phone. Wow.
So Nat Geo, for short, on demand, I stumbled on this documentary. It's simply called Air Force One. Wow. You folks, this is footage you've never seen of this plane. Information I'd never known about this plane. It is a terrific documentary.
Are you talking about the new Air Force One, or like the
old? The new one won't be in service till 2024. It's being built now. It's being put together. It's a Boeing 737-8 or something like that. It's 18 feet longer than the current Air Force One. The Air Force One now was originally used, I believe, by, was it Reagan? It was delivered while he was in office, and the last president to use it will be Trump. He'll be the last one for the current Air Force One.
So there's one at the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio, that I've been on, and it is, like, when you walk through it, though, it looks nothing like anything you've seen in the movie. It's very disappointing. Well,
So is the one Reagan, but those are outdated. Those are old. That's old technology.
That's why I asked if it was the new one you're talking about.
Well, it's not new, but it's the current one. The documentary is on the one that's in use right now, and it was obviously shot. It's at least as current as Obama, and they do show President Trump on it. So it's fairly new. And the point is, the stuff you're going to learn hasn't changed about the hangar it's kept in and the duplicate Air Force One, how there is another identical plane. They're identical, and it goes where the first one goes. In case something would happen, boom, onto the other plane. It's a fascinating documentary, and the one thing that I knew existed, because I actually met the parents of an Air Force One pilot, that nobody ever really talks about, is the operating room. The fact that on that plane, if the president had needed surgery, and I'm sure not just any, but most general surgery, they can operate on him in the plane. There's an operating room in there. They showed where they stored his blood, his extra blood. It is really fascinating, and they go into, I guess the best part of the documentary is they interview quite a bit the pilot of Air Force One, who he just retired, but he was the pilot up until fairly recently. And he takes you through what happened on September 11th and how when they hustled President Bush to the plane, they put him on the plane and had no idea where to go. They were not going to go to Washington because it was under attack. The Pentagon had been hit. They didn't know where they were going to go. But you get to hear air traffic control talk to Air Force One and essentially say, we know that we don't need to know your destination. The sky is yours, because they had grounded every plane, and they said, Air Force One, the sky is yours. I mean, wherever you want to go, go and have a safe trip. And they had to decide. I forgot where the Galveston, Texas. There were, I think, two places they landed before Bush said, it's time to go home. Let's go home. We got to get some stuff done and get this taken care of. But it is it's a terrific documentary on that plane. They take you in the hangar. They take you through the entire plane, the galley, this kitchen, on this airplane. It's like a restaurant. It's not like a commercial thing where the flight attendants can just heat up some things in the microwave. Right. It's a full blown. There are five chefs on that plane.
Wow. Jeez.
Five chefs. Yeah, it's incredible. So Nat Geo, National Geographic On Demand, Air Force One. Tim Woodburn had a story. Did you do the potato peeing story in the news?
I did not.
He probably came from Idaho.
Well, no, this is a Walmart, and as if Walmart needed more publicity about the kinds of people that job at Walmart. Here's a woman who went into Walmart and urinated on the potatoes.
Oh, my gosh. In a bin.
Who are these? Is Jerry Seinfeld, who are these people?
When you got to go, you got to go. But Walmarts usually have bathrooms in the front and the back.
Yeah. She was trying to make some kind of statement, or she's just mentally deranged or something. Bernie Sanders, the guy, I'm working with the impression of him. I think I'm going to be able to get it down. I didn't realize. We were talking out in the hall off the air about his age. I thought he was like 74. Next month, same birthday as Johnny Landoff, September 8th, he will be 78. Bernie Sanders. Now, what that means is if he's the candidate, it's going to be real important who his running mate is, because his running mate's probably going to have to take over. Because at the end of his first term, he will be, 83. Whew. I didn't know he was that old. And this joke, I want to do it justice, so let me get to it so we give Mike Evans plenty of time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a wrestler, famous wrestler. He's the world champion. He's been the world champion wrestler for 8 years in a row. Nobody can beat him. Nobody can beat Pretzel Pete Penrod, because Pete Penrod is famous for the pretzel hold, the famous pretzel hold that no wrestler has ever gotten out of. Once Pretzel Pete gets you in the pretzel hold, it's over. The wrestling match is over, and you lose. So the goal is to not let him get you in the pretzel hold. On this particular night, he's fighting Billy Biceps Brewington. And Billy Brewington is convinced, he's got a great trainer, he's convinced that he can avoid the pretzel hold, and if he gets in it, hoping he can find a way to get out. But the thing is to avoid it. So now it's a big match, sold out. Everybody wants to see another win by Pretzel Pete Penrod, famous for his pretzel hold. So the match starts, and Billy Biceps Brewington is actually doing a pretty good job. He's holding his own. It's a pretty even match. And then all of a sudden, when the opportunity presents itself, Pretzel Pete Penrod gets Billy Biceps Brewington in the pretzel hold. And the pretzel hold, when it happens, every wrestler they've interviewed says it's incredible. Pete Penrod twists you into a knot you didn't even think your body could get into. Limbs going places and tucked under places. It is, you are in a knot. You are in the pretzel hold, and now Billy is in it. And as the referee is, they count one, two, three, it's over. All of a sudden, to the crowd's amazement, and they gasp, Billy Biceps Brewington springs out of the pretzel hole. Never, ever has this happened. And he wins the match. And when it's over, they interview him. And they go, Billy, my goodness, this is the first time ever that anyone has gotten out of the pretzel hole from Pretzel Pete Penrod. You've stunned the crowd by just springing. How did you do it? And Billy says, well, things were going fine, and then all of a sudden I realized that my body was in something it had never been in, a configuration that it had never been in before. I didn't even know my body could be twisted like that. And I'm turned and twisted, and I'm in a knot. And then I realize, and I only have a second to do something, when I realized right there in my face, there they are, these testicles. So I just bit down on them as hard as I could. And let me tell you something. You never know your own strength until you bite your own testicles.
Now it's time to look at traffic. Here's Joe Sonderman.
Southbound I-270 tonight, you got delays Page down through 64, and that'll continue most of the way down through Manchester. They cleared a crash at 64 about 10 minutes ago. Northbound 55 has been closed all afternoon at Illinois 143. We're still seeing the major delays back to the 70-270 interchange. This support is paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. Surprise medical bills are bankrupting Americans. Now with insurance companies, they want to make things worse with a scheme called rate setting. They want to cover even less of your medical care while making billions in profit. Tell Congress to vote no on rate setting. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on Eastbound Manchester Road, just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino St. Louis is the place to party before and after every concert this year. Whether you want to chill on the 99 Hops House patio enjoying a great selection of brews, or if you want to try your luck on the casino floor. They also offer VIP packages, hotel, free slot play, food credits, and transportation to and from the concert with your own VIP entrance. Enjoy the show. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
At Club Fitness, we lift local all year, and now we're celebrating Independence Day all month. Join by July 31st for just $4.
Independence makes a difference. As a local, employee-owned company, Club Fitness operates independently and works to lift our community to healthier, happier lives.
So join for just $4 at any of our 24 locations and
lift local, St. Louis.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in July for just $4. See Club for details.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Heading down to Dallas, Texas, check in with Mike Evans. You know who makes that possible? Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. You go to Annie Guns, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. My guess is you walk out with some things you just can't find everywhere, like their cherry pie. You can find cherry pie other places, but not like Smokehouse Market cherry pie. Closed to both of them only on Mondays. Gift cards are a great idea anytime for anybody. And they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Guns Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans. How you doing, Homer?
Good. I met this guy today. He actually came up and goes, "Are you Mike Evans?" At a Best Buy. And you know what? I'm terrible. I've just had a brain fart. This guy listened to me in St. Louis there for years. Mm-hmm. Then he moved to Dallas. He left me a bottle of wine at the country club where I play. He's just a great, great guy. I've never met him. I'm in Best Buy, and I'm walking out. He goes, "Are you Mike Evans?" And I go, "Yeah." And I can't remember the guy's name, but as soon as he said, I knew he was.
Oh. You know, he's probably listening right now. His feelings
he probably
are really,
is.
Really hurt.
I know. And I've had 2 glasses of wine. Mm. I go, how do you know me? He goes, "Well, I've seen your picture for years, so I recognize you. Plus, you have that Hawaii shirt on." Mm. And he introduced himself. I knew right away. But AM and the PM, great, great guy.
And what's his name again, Mike?
Oh, shut up. Pop quiz today. While a lot of folks in Hollywood are not the sharpest knives in the drawer today, these are the 4 smartest male celebrities. A formula they put together made up of the years they went to college, the difficulty of the degrees that they got, and their IQ. Here are the 4 smartest, but who is the smartest of the 4? Ken Jeong, who starred in Knocked Up and Hangover. Masioka, who starred in NBC's Heroes, and he's Dr. Max on the Hawaii Five-O show. Conan O'Brien or James Franco? Answer in a minute. You know, I like to help our listeners. I mean, Hollywood's what I do, but I want to help the listeners because this is important. I'm pretty savvy when it comes to computers, but the other day I got this page pop up, official of Microsoft warning, and I've gotten those phony things, but I looked at it, I go, no, this really is from Microsoft, a warning of a severe virus, and it wouldn't let me X out of the thing. I went to shut off the computer, brought it back up, it was still there. It said to call this 866 number, which I did. The guy that answered it said that this is happening all over the country to Microsoft. It is an easy fix. So he said to hit control and then the R key. Well, instead I hung up and I called my webmaster, my geek master in Hawaii. He said, don't do it. He said to power off the power button and then reboot it. I did that. It was gone. He said, this has been happening in the last few weeks, but more and more people are getting hit by it. If I would have hit the control and R, it would have locked up my computer, and these hijackers charge you $300 to unlock your computer.
I can't believe you even called the number.
Yeah.
I know. I like I said, this looks so official.
Oh, I know. They duplicate logos and everything. It looks real.
Be careful. So the first NFL football game is tomorrow, and even though it's preseason, I can't wait. You know, I love baseball. I traveled with the Dodgers. I love baseball. I love the Cardinals. But I got to tell you, baseball, it's been very disappointing, and it's been getting more disappointing over the years. And here's a stat to make my point. St. Louis pitcher Bob Gibson gave up 38 earned runs in 1968. The four New York Yankees starting pitchers have given up 55 earned runs in the last 6 days.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. It isn't even the same sport. It's very disappointing.
Well, and the games are so long, too.
The
games are way too long.
Oh. Another New York... I know you bring in three or four stoppers in the last three innings, and they can't get two outs. It's just like, what the hell is this?
They're changing that.
Another New York Post headline to share. A woman hit in the chest with a .22 caliber bullet.
Okay.
Lived. Headline screen, my bra saved my life. The bullet directly hit a metal rivet in her bra and saved her.
I wish you hadn't told that story. Now more women are going to want to wear bras.
Damn.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie, Presley Keough, Jackson Cage, Lockwood has been on drugs and broke for years, and she's found a new way to get money. Lisa has received a $3 million advance to write a tell-all, shocking, and I hear disgusting book about secrets never before heard about her father, Elvis Presley, and her mother, Priscilla, and her marriage to Michael Jackson.
Shame on
her. I hear it's going to be unbelievable. Priscilla is begging Lisa Marie not to do it.
Shame on her. 40 seconds. She's doing it. I know. You almost said the SH word. You whispered it.
And finally.
30 seconds.
Who's the smartest? Ken Jeong, Masa Oka. Is it Conan O'Brien, James Franco?
I'm you, James Franco.
Kim Jeong.
I'll say Ken Jeong.
I'll say Conan.
Conan O'Brien, number four, has 2 degrees from Harvard. Ken Jeong is a doctor, has a degree from Duke. Franco has an engineering degree from UCLA and a degree from Columbia. This Masi Oka speaks five languages, has 3 degrees from Brown. Tomorrow we'll review Fast and Furious. See ya!
All right, out of here. Okay, folks, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll be here tomorrow. Scott Sherman will be here in the 4 o'clock hour to help you with legal stuff. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on! Leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right,
dear.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
A massive deal sneaks in right before Major League Baseball's trade deadline. The Astros get Zach Greinke and cash, and the team unloads four minor league prospects on the Diamondbacks. Like the Stros, you need to make good choices, and with TrueCar, you've got a star on your roster. So when you're ready to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar. True cash offer not available in all areas. Other hallmark moves, including the Cubs bringing in Nick Castellanos from the Tigers. The Braves obtain pitchers Shane Green and hurler Mark Melancon. On the field, Brandon Dixon amassed four RBI, and the Tigers are knocking the Angels around. It is 9-1 in the ninth inning. The Braves unseat the Nats 5-4 in the 10th thanks to a Josh Donaldson extra inning home run. And the Dodgers ransacked the Rockies 5-1. LA scored all five of the runs in the ninth by home runs. I'm Brian Fenley.
We are